peeps, welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K26. It's myself, Mo Mootsy, alongside me as always the legendary coach Brendan Sir, and a special welcome to all of you fans who start watching the NBA when the playoffs get here. Thank you for joining us. The playoffs are here. Coach, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm anxious to see Tuesday night, Wednesday night with the 9 and 10 games and see who makes it. After we finish on Friday, who's going to make it to play this following weekend as the top 16 teams in the league?
We get some
no real surprises, I don't think, today. Other than some seedings, but, you know, not surprises per se. So, no surprises by someone getting into the 9th or 10th spot, I mean. You know what?
I like the playing tournament, but I do kind of miss the years where, like, there were two teams that were both going for the 8th seed for the final spot in the playoffs, and it would come down to the final game of the season. I do kind of miss that. I do.
Yeah. I think, though, what has happened, at least from the experiment of the last several years of doing it, is that you have four teams competing for that 9 and 10, but normally more teams trying to get to 10. You know, this year, we had more teams trying to get south of 10, unfortunately, because I looked at, I did a redraft of last year's draft today. It was a horrific draft last year. Not bad, horrific. How about that?
In terms of who picked where, or as in terms of just the overall quality of the players?
Quality of the players. Yeah, yep. when you got past the first third of the guys in the first round, roughly, other than a guy here or there, there were very few guys that contributed in the first round. More players in the second round contributed than late first round players.
How about that? I mean, outside of Hugo Gonzalez, Derek Queen, maybe Asenyul, you didn't really see much from anyone after the 10th pick, I guess. But we're not going to talk about a draft today, Coach. No, we're going to talk about the playoffs. Redrafting that will be a fun episode.
I thought I'd show you I was working today, you know, while you were relaxing. I was
relaxing. I don't know what it's like to relax. I wish I knew what it was like to relax. So here's the thing. Okay. The playoffs are here, and it's time to unleash your final form in NBA 2K26, because season six is well underway. Led by New York Knicks star Karl-Anthony Towns, the playoffs are on the horizon, and players are invited to power up their game and unleash their final form with brand new anime-inspired content. So any anime fans out there, make sure you hop on to NBA 2K26. This season marks the return of the community favorite Old Town Park from NBA 2K16, the classic NBA 2K16. Featuring its signature urban neon backdrop, players can also chase heroic hand-drawn My Team cards, including a 100 overall Shaquille O'Neal, and unlock rewards like whimsical donut eyes and futuristic cyborg mods in My Career. So, NBA 2K26 is in playoff mode. We're getting into playoff mode because the final standings have been revealed for some of the teams. Now, Detroit, number one in the East, Boston, number two in the East, same as OKC, number one in the West, San Antonio, number two in the West. They're going to have to wait for the play-in tournament to find out who they're playing. Correct. But we do have some matchups. So we're going to briefly talk about them. We'll go into more detail maybe after the play-in's done. But let's talk about some of these matchups.
Okay.
The Knicks face the Hawks, with the Knicks having home court advantage as the 3 seed. How are you feeling about that series, Coach?
I think the Hawks are really good, and I think what they've shown, they're about the, just about the last 25 games or so, the hottest team in the league, just about. Mm-hmm. So I think they finished with some incredible thing down the road. I think their team is certainly capable of winning on the road. I think they were 22-4 in their last 26 games, something like that. Mm-hmm. And they have a really good team. Jalen Johnson is, you know, one of my favorite guys, but the rest of the guys, they just got good players that play very hard. Capable of winning a series, I think. Tough to beat the Knicks. Their playoffs experience, but winning up in the Garden is tough. But this team is certainly capable of. I think it's a good series.
Well, since February the 12th, the Hawks have only lost to the Miami Heat, the Houston Rockets, the Boston Celtics, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the New York Knicks. The Knicks won the season series 2-1. Their most recent fixture on April the 6th, the Knicks won by just 3 points with that waved off buzzer beater by CJ McConnell, which was 0.1 seconds too late in an absolutely thrilling game. I like the Hawks, like you. I think Jalen Johnson is fantastic. Dyson Daniels, an amazing defender. Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been sensational this season. I just think the Knicks are too good right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're the clear-cut favorites.
Yeah. And I would be shocked.
The experience is huge. The experience is absolutely huge. And, you know, I don't care what anyone says. I will take home court advantage every time in a playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't worry about it the first two games as much as you do game seven. That's why you think about it.
I think the only thing that could trip up the Knicks here is having their eyes set too far down the road. Thinking about a second round in Boston, thinking about a conference finals in Detroit, thinking about getting to the finals. For me, that's the only thing that could potentially, you know, if you overlook what's right in front of you.
Sure.
Not saying that they're going to do it, but I know the fans might be doing it. You don't want to overlook the task at hand that's right in front of you.
Yeah, I think the only thing that really can dislodge them, in my opinion, is a major injury to Brunson or Cat. And because I think those guys, they need for scoring. So those are my two guys, but they're the clear favorites for me.
Yeah. The other matchup in the East that's set is the number 4 seed Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Toronto Raptors. I mean, it's been quiet. There's not been much talk about Cleveland as of late.
Yeah. Tough series. They've been playing at home the last week, I think, with about 3 home games. Friday night they had to go down to Atlanta, got blown out. But they're a team that has a lot of firepower. Even though Harden only joined them at the All-Star break, they can really score. The big thing, can they get some scoring out of their front court? And I think that's the big thing. Their backcourt's going to score, but can their front court score? And that's the big thing.
The Raptors won the series 3-0 in the regular season, but their last game was November the 24th. So all of their matchups came pretty early on in the year, so that counts for nothing. The Cleveland Cavaliers are a completely different team now. I like the Cleveland Cavaliers for this. I would be more shocked, if the Raptors won this than I would be about the Hawks beating the Knicks.
Toronto has a great home court advantage playing in Toronto in a playoff series, but Cleveland's the indisputable favorite in my book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Over in the West, it's not so easy. The Denver Nuggets, the 3 seed, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, the 6 seed. Now, that one is pretty interesting.
You know, I think we haven't seen Anthony Edwards now in a couple of weeks, right?
Mm.
And so that's the big thing. Can he come back? How rusty is he? Denver has home court, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. That's huge. Denver, I think, is very good at home. Altitude, the whole deal. And quietly kept your favorite big man, Rudy Gobert.
It doesn't matter who's my co-host. Everyone makes the same joke.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Who was your co-host last year? What's he do now? Does he have a job?
He's on summer vacation now. His season ended about an hour ago.
Oh, Lord. Oh, good thing he doesn't listen anymore.
It's so low. We're still working, though. We're still working for the rest of the playoffs.
That's right. He's getting paid. We're working. You know, so I think Denver is a prohibitive favorite. I really liked your team. I think they were able to. Jokic has got his 25 games in, so he's going to win. You know, he has most assists, most rebounds, and he's going to be first team all NBA, and he's going to be
third, two or three
in MVP. You know,
yeah. So the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets in 7 games in the 2024 Western Conference semifinals. This season, in the regular season, the Nuggets won their first three matchups, but the Timberwolves won their latest matchup, the only one in 2026 on March the 1st. I could see this one going seven games. And a game seven between these two, I couldn't call it either way. I'm leaning towards Denver, but this is the toughest first round series for me to predict.
Yeah. I seven games is very realistic. Very realistic. I think that's very realistic with, you know, Denver and Minnesota probably winning their first two each at home. I could see it. Can anyone break through and win on the road like Minnesota did a couple of years ago when they won the series? Mm-hmm. I don't know. If not, it's going to really that'll start some things happening in the league if there's an upset. Not an upset. If Minnesota loses in the first round, they're a team that has the ability to get to the finals. That's how talented they are. They were in the East. You could easily see them in the finals. In the West, they're still good enough to be in the conference finals, in my opinion.
Here's my thing with the Timberwolves, right? Like, sometimes you watch them and you're just amazed
Absolutely.
At like how good they are, right? But they finished this season with a negative record against teams above 500. They're 23-25 against teams above 500, and they're 25-8 against teams below 500, right? But the thing is, when you watch them in certain games, like the matchup with OKC springs to mind, they get up for that matchup. Anthony Edwards is on another level for those kind of games. But I've just not seen that consistently from this group throughout the course of the regular season. And we all know when it gets to the playoffs, you can't just flip a switch and suddenly, oh, we're in playoff mode now. Like, I don't know how that's going to go.
I really like Minnesota's depth, getting a sumo. Bones Highland has really played well off the bench. And then with Naz Reid off the bench, they got some talent over there. That's the thing that really surprises you. That
people can't forget as well, Dante DiVincenzo, when he was on the Knicks, the last time they played in the playoffs with DiVincenzo, he was a beast. Yeah. So he doesn't get enough love, but I think DiVincenzo is a great player.
I think he's
a
terrific player. He's a Alex Caruso type of glue guy, in my opinion.
Yeah,
except he's more durable, plays more minutes, obviously.
We talk about, you know, Ant getting up for certain matchups. Nikola Jokic always cooks Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even a thing. Like, when he sees Rudy on the other side of the court, it's barbecue chicken.
Yeah, you know there's no love between the Serbs and the French after that one. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Jokic has averaged 25, 10, and 8 in his 32 career games against Rudy Gobert.
How about that?
And then recently, it's obviously got in his rookie season and stuff. It wasn't like that. Not in the last game. The last game was 26-9-13. The game before was 41-11-7. The game before was 32-10-5. Like, Jokic is going to stuff the stat sheet. My question is, with Peyton Watson returning from injury, I don't know when he's returning. Just, I don't know. Sometimes for Denver, a lot relies on the role players.
Oh, no, because it's the health of Aaron Gordon.
Yep.
Watson, Christian Braun. I mean, all those guys, Cam Johnson's got to step in. All those guys got to step
in. But it's not just the health. It's like, Jokic could get 20 assists a game if his teammates made all their shots.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the potential points that he creates is astounding. If they're on, then fantastic. If they're struggling to shoot, teams can throw multiple defenders at Jokic and live with the results.
Okay. I'm going to throw something at you, Mo.
Okay.
The pressure on the coaches in this first round playoff series is the most of any team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Of coaches that need to win their series.
I agree.
It is because both teams look at their team and say, we're conference finalists talent-wise. That's what I say about pressure. Not that these guys aren't capable of coaching, but that's how much pressure from the organization is, internal pressure.
Well, here's the crazy part. David Adelman, coach of the Denver Nuggets, has only been their coach for a year and 5 days.
Yes.
He was hired on, what, April the 7th last year?
Yep.
When they fired Mike Malone with 2 games before the playoffs. So now he's had at least a whole season under his belt.
And done great.
Yeah, he's done great. But I'm saying, imagine how he felt last year being thrown in the deep end the night before the playoffs begin.
100%. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they've won 12 games in a row.
Yep. They end the season on a 12-game winning streak. They're in the best form out of all teams in the NBA. Unlike the elite tanking Washington Wizards, who end on a 10-game losing streak for their 17-65 record. But yeah, the Denver Nuggets are red hot right now. That matchup with the Spurs the other week we spoke about was simply fantastic.
And that's why I think there's so much. Denver's feeling so good. Minnesota's preying on.
They're 5-5 in their last 10.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, one team's trending in different directions. Denver, I think, heavy favorite, home court advantage. That's why I think there's tremendous pressure on that series. We'll see what happens.
The other matchup in the West, the Lakers and the Rockets, are the 4-5 matchup. Now, my thoughts on this would obviously be very different with Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves.
Sure.
Do the Lakers have any chance of winning more than one game against Houston?
Well, wherever Luka is at in Europe, if it works, I'm going there. You know, but
you well, know, right now he's at home in Slovenia visiting his kids.
You know, I think the guy needs. They need both him and Reeves somehow to get them back. If not, I don't see. Even though they're going to compete and play hard, it's a really tough. Even Houston is one of the weakest of the eight teams that are going to be in, but I think they still have enough firepower, but not out of the question because Lakers have home court.
So here's the thing with Luka. He's gone to Spain for this treatment because in the US, only PRP and stem cell injections coming from a patient's own body are allowed and the cells are not allowed to be manipulated. With looser regulations in Europe, doctors can attempt to increase the concentration of anti-inflammatory factors in a single PRP sample or culture stem cells over days to increase the number of them with hopes of speeding up healing even more. So there is a thing that some people think Luka could come back if the Lakers manage to extend this series. They can take this to 6 games, 7 games, get Luka Doncic back, and Austin Reeves went for the same thing, maybe get him back. And I think we've seen LeBron do a lot by himself in the playoffs. No, this is a ridiculous ask to ask a 40-whatever-year-old man to do this one more time. But if you can just survive those first 6 games and just hope that Luka and Austin can come back after that, everything changes.
I think they can win a 7-game series without both guys. I really do. Because they have home court. And I think Houston's the weakest of the teams that are going to be in the West, my opinion. Mm. So
I don't, if there's no Luka and there's no Austin Reeves, LeBron is going to have Amen Thompson harassing him for 7 games.
LeBron will get a recall. Don't worry about it.
Amen Thompson's 6 fouls a night.
I love Amen. I love Amen. He's my guy, but not a chance.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be prohibitive favorites. Houston Rockets.
Did you know who's been pretty good recently?
The Lakers have ability to win.
Do you know who's been pretty good recently? DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, we can. When he catches the ball, as my friend says, JJ, if he catches the ball, he's not bad. You know,
hands made of stone.
Oh, see, I'm trying to build a kid up, and you're trying to.
Some would say
he's got.
I'm not saying
all their guys have to play good. I mean, it's just. And you know who's been playing nicely, and it'll be interesting to see if he gets time, is Bronny.
Yeah, he's been proving the doubt was wrong.
He's a really good athlete. Mm-hmm. And, home court, I'm telling you, especially in at the Lakers place, huge.
Yep, and Ime Udoka and the little chippiness that goes on there. We could see a heated first round series over here.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
So those are the series that are confirmed. But before that, we have the play-in tournament.
Yep.
The SoFi play-in tournament. I don't even know what SoFi is or what SoFi does. It's a bank. Oh, hooray. Banking. I want to know who are the people out there that decide to switch their bank because they watched the play-in tournament.
SoFi.
I don't know if that's good ad dogs.
SoFi has been around. It's where the Rams and the Chargers play their football game.
Oh, yeah.
SoFi Stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. That's where Kanye had his concert.
Who?
Kanye West.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
England's favorite son.
See, look at Coach School to be on hip hop. Who would have thought?
Hey, my guy. Yay.
Jesus. Yay. So on Tuesday night, we have the play-in game where we are going to see the Miami Heat and the Charlotte Hornets.
Ooh.
I don't know if the NBA is wrong with this scheduling. No, it's not. The NBA app has Tuesday night, Heat and Hornets.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just, I just had to refresh it because we're recording this literally as the game's finished.
And then Heat and Hornets, Magic Sixers.
And then, yeah. So the Heat and the Hornets play, the winner survives, the loser books their flights to Turks and Caicos. Coach, the Hornets have been the most fun team in the NBA this season for me. The Miami Heat started the year as one of the best teams in the NBA. They had, well, everyone was talking about their offense, but it all stemmed from their defense. But over the last 10 games, I've not seen that Miami defense. Can they bring it back for two more nights and make their way in to the playoffs?
Bad team to try it against is the Hornets because they are flat out scoring machine. They're very small, great outside shooting. They spread the court out. They're very small, I think. But I'll tell you what, that point guard, LaMelo Ball, is playing outrageously good. Brandon Miller's amazing. Can shoot that ball. I like the Hornets at home. I definitely do. I like the Hornets at home and the Heat to go home.
Well, the Heat won their first three matchups, but the Hornets won the latest one on March 17th. And it wasn't close. It was 136 to 106. Could we see another 83 points from Bam Adebayo?
I don't think the Wizards are in this series. No, I don't think so.
I couldn't even finish the sentence. I'm picking the Hornets for this one. Yeah. As great as the Heat have been in the play-in tournament historically, and they have this reputation, I just think right now, you know, if we redid the season, the Hornets would be a top six team in the East.
Yeah, I really think they've done a great job turning their season around. Really done a great job. So I'd like them to win and get in. And in that other game,
Portland versus the Phoenix Suns will be following that on Tuesday night.
You know, Phoenix at home is, you know, good. They were able to rest all their guys today.
The winner goes to the playoffs of the seventh seed to face the Spurs.
Yes, I kind of like Phoenix.
It's kind of weird they're doing a 9-10 game and a 7-8 game. A 7-8 game on the same day. I don't know why they would do that. They should do both the 7-8 games on the first day. But what do I know? I like the Suns at home. I think the Suns deserve it after the year they've had. You know, no one thought they'd even be here.
Done a great job. Yep. They've really done a great job.
No one picked them above the Warriors or the Clippers to start the season. Jordan Ott has done a fantastic job over there. Yeah, I'm picking the Suns. We know the Trailblazers get a lot of calls, but hopefully they referee this like a playoff game, even though it's a play-in game, and they don't blow the whistle so much.
I like Phoenix. I do. Yeah. I think they're going to pull that one out. And then the next day, your games are.
By the way, the Suns won the first two matchups and the Trailblazers won on February 22nd. But on Wednesday night, the Orlando Magic face the Philadelphia 76ers and the winner gets a spot as the seventh seed to face my Boston Celtics.
I like the Sixers big. I really do, with or without Embiid.
Yep.
I just think they're really good at home. They score a ton of points. The Magic have been incredibly inconsistent. But I like the Sixers. I like what they're doing.
What's interesting with the Orlando Magic is they lost on the final day of the season against the Boston Celtics, playing their full strength squad.
Yes.
Up against a starting lineup of Luka Garza, Ron Harper Jr., Bayless Scheiman, who went off for 30, By the way, Luka Garza got 27. Ron Harper got 27. Jordan Walsh, Max Schulger, and then 37 minutes of Delano Banton off the bench, John Tonger, and Amari Williams. Shout out to Amari. But that Celtics lineup went and beat the full strength, or as full strength as they can be.
With Franz Wagner.
No, I'm saying as full strength as they can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With Franz is finally back, I'm saying, to the last few games.
Yeah, they were just missing Mo Wagner. And they lost. So I have no confidence in the Orlando Magic going into the next game against Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, and Paul George, who had 25 games to chill out and recap from his ketamine issue.
Yeah, no, and when he's been back, he's been pretty good. Embiid just went through the appendectomy last week in Houston. I don't expect to see him.
Oh, no, he came out of hospital 2 days ago.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't expect to see him till the playoffs.
Yeah. So Sixers-Celtics first round. That might be pretty nice. But then the following game after that. But by the way, with the Magic, though, there is the possibility that Desmond Bane hits a bunch of threes and Paolo's hitting his like, I'm not counting him out entirely, but...
Oh, no.
They could have been... Could they have been the sixth seed? Did they have the tiebreaker with Atlanta if they had won tonight? I don't know. I think they could have.
I don't know.
I think they could have.
I think if Toronto had lost, I think
it was
a possibility.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's all up in the air. But I'm picking
Philly
for that
one. If the Raptors had lost, the Magic could have gotten up there. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the current injury report for the Philadelphia 76ers is unlikely that we're going to see Embiid, but
correct.
Tyrese Maxey should be good to go. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. The other game happening on Wednesday night
And it's another one for our listeners. Rumored both coaches fighting for their job.
Oh, Nick Nurse?
And Orlando.
Yeah, that one doesn't surprise me.
I'm just saying, that's the rumor.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about saying, we gonna talk about coaching that. After we finish talking about the play-in. Don't worry about that, coach. The next game on Wednesday night is the Warriors and the Clippers. Who would have thought? The Warriors and the Clippers in the 9-10 win or go home. I'm picking the Clippers.
Me too.
Like, they got off to a 6-25 start or whatever it was. Tyronn Lue said they're gonna go 30-25 the rest of the way. I think they did better than that the rest of the way. I'm picking the Clippers. Obviously, no Jimmy Butler still is a huge issue for Golden State. Steph Curry came back, but aside from an all-time game from Steph.
I'm still confused on the play-in. So the winner of that first game, Golden
State. Is the seventh seed. The winner of Golden State versus the Clippers will play the loser of Suns Blazers.
Correct.
For the eighth seed.
And my personal thing is, Golden State doesn't want any part of the playoffs.
Yeah, they want that draft pick.
They don't want to get near. They don't want to get near OKC because they'll be 4-0.
Yep.
And so they don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, and they don't want anyone else to get injured on a team that's
had bad injury luck this year. They don't want to get embarrassed.
Yeah, because that's going to be a sweep. Do you think it would be a sweep even against the Clippers or the Suns or the Trailblazers?
No, I think the Clippers, you know, the fighting Van Gundys have a chance, you know.
Yep.
I think Kawhi's capable, you know, but I think they'll have a chance. They'll have a chance.
Yep.
To get a game. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have those are the playing games. And then on Friday night, we will have the losers of the 7-8 games playing the winners of the 9-10 games for their spot in the playoffs, which begin on Saturday with a beautiful 6 p.m. in the UK tip-off for the Cavs and the Raptors, 8:30 tip-off for the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Oh, wow. These games are nice and early this weekend. That's pretty good.
Got to get a lot of games in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait. The playoffs are here. They're going to be fantastic. But let's talk about coaching, because Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks have finally parted ways after a tumultuous season.
Allegedly by Shams.
Oh my God. The story that came out from Doc Rivers this week where...
Unreal.
Where Shams threw a hissy fit and called the NBA and called the Bucks to take down the tweet where Doc Rivers said he told Giannis to trade Shams in a celebrity game.
So that's Shams on his revenge tour wanting to break that news.
Yep. That is, maybe he's jumped the gun. Who knows? But
yeah.
32 and 50 on the year for Milwaukee. Horrible season.
Not surprising. But a lot of injuries. Not surprising at all without Giannis at all.
No Giannis. Just lucky to win one game.
Yeah. I mean, not at all surprising.
You know? I think my thing with the Bucks here, I don't really blame. Everyone likes to blame Doc Rivers for a lot of stuff. Doc Rivers is not the one who made them trade for Damian Lillard. And he's also not the one who made them waive and stretch Dame Lillard's contract so that they can sign Miles Turner. Great, you got Miles Turner, but now who the hell is your point guard? They got lucky that Ryan Rollins became the player that he did. But Doc wouldn't get credit for the development of Ryan Rollins. So a lot of people love to do this thing where they blame Doc Rivers for everything. Like when he was coaching the Clippers, is it his fault that Paul George decided to shoot the ball at the side of the backboard late in the game against the Nuggets in the game 7? Right. I don't think Doc took that shot. That was Paul George shooting that shot. So he gets blamed a lot, right? Now, obviously, there are some coaching things that he's done that I disagree with, but on the whole, he can't be blamed for this season.
Well, I drafted Doc Rivers, and he played for me for 8 years in Atlanta, and he's one of the finest people ever in this league. He's a Hall of Fame coach as of last week. He's a Hall of Fame person. You know,
his jersey hangs in the Bucks arena because he went to Marquette College.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he's a special guy. Great father, incredible father, you know, 4 great kids, you know. And so, hey, every time you tip it off as a coach in this league, there's a chance you're going to win or you're going to lose. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And you know what I found out? Mo, I'm a pretty decent, I've told you this before, I'm a pretty good coach when I got great players, when I have just good players, I'm okay. Average coach. Okay. And if I have very poor players, I'm a terrible coach. Okay. And NBA wise, they have a very subpar team. I'm not blaming anyone for that. There's a lot of circumstances, but they don't have the talent. They are really where they should be.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
They don't deserve better than that. There's a couple of teams that might be below where they're at, but they're really where they should be. They're not much of a team. Chicago, teams like that. They are where they are.
Someone called me this week and we were talking about the Bucks, and they said, well, what would you do if you were the GM of the Bucks? And I said, well, it depends when I started. Because I wouldn't have let PJ Tucker walk after winning the championship. I would have kept that team intact. I wouldn't have traded Jrue Holiday for Damian Lillard and so on and so forth. So this is just the accumulation of a bunch of bad front office decisions that originally started to save money. Then you panicked to try and keep Giannis by bringing him a star scoring point guard who he didn't mesh well with. And then you had a coach who fired his assistant coach on the first day of work. And then you fired the head coach when he got off to a good start. They were playing well. And then you brought in another coach. So I'm pointing my fingers at the front office for how they managed this situation.
Well, yeah, and probably, in fairness, they probably never should have got rid of Budenholzer.
Nope.
You know, the guy won a championship and they lose in the first round. Trust me, he wasn't a bad coach after he won a championship a year earlier. You know, so that there's a lot of moves that happen. The biggest thing you have to in the front office, you have to learn to be patient. You know, you have to be patient and you have to really weigh when you make a move, it affects something else. And that's what a lot of people. That's why fans are not good GMs except on their fantasy teams, okay? you know, so, but anyway, I think I wouldn't be surprised if Doc stepped down, but you know what? That's him. He's had an unbelievable 26 years of coaching. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask this. I just got to circle back to the play-in for a second.
Sure.
So we've got the Sixers beating the Magic in a 7-8 game.
I think.
And Yeah. This is just predictions. And the Hornets beating the Heat in the 9-10 game. So the Magic versus the Hornets for the 8th seed, you have the Hornets.
Magic versus Hornets. If that was the
If that was the game for the 8 seed.
Oh boy. That's a toss up game. That's a toss up game. If the game is in
Orlando.
It is in Orlando.
Because they're high seed.
Then I'll give Orlando the edge.
Okay. We have Phoenix beating the Trailblazers and the Clippers beating the Warriors. Who do you have in Blazers versus Clippers if that becomes the 8-9 seed?
And the game would be in Portland?
Portland.
I'm taking Portland.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched the game tonight against the Kings. Good. Portland is a great home court advantage when that building is filled. They got great fans. I like them. And they're really excited about finishing eighth. They gave him a standing ovation in the last 2-3 minutes of the game. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's good.
Shout out to the Kings. Finished the season 22-60. The beam was lit 15 times at home, 7 times when they're on the road. Hopefully next season the beam is lit a little bit more. I feel like we have to mention the Kings because that's how we started off this season on the podcast with the Kings talk. But the NBA draft lottery is just under a month away. So we will circle back to some of the teams who didn't make the playoffs when we get closer to the draft lottery. For now, all eyes are on the NBA play-in tournament while the teams get their rest ready for the playoffs. Coach and I will be back. I don't know when we're back. Maybe if the playing games are really good, maybe we might do an episode after them. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're still working, as I said at the start. Ain't no Turks and Caicos or Cabo for us. Oh, you never know. Coach might have it planned.
I might be going it's a possibility.
You better take your laptop.
If I get a good offer, I might go.
You better take your laptop, Coach. You better take your laptop. See you out there.
My luck, I get a round trip to Venezuela or someplace, you know.
before we go, should we do this or should we save this for another episode? The awards, the regular season awards, MVP, Rookie of the Year.
Let's save that
for the next episode.
Yeah, because that's some good stuff.
Yeah, because the playing games might end up being stinky, so then there might not be a lot to talk about. So we'll save that one for the next episode. This has been a pleasure, Coach. It has been a fantastic regular season. I say that. It's been an okay regular season.
Well, the podcast
has been good. There have been some standout games.
We were better than about 10 or 12 teams for what we did.
Listen, if you took us, right, and all the guests that we've had on the show this season, right, I reckon we could have won a couple games.
No, we've had some incredible people.
The star in backcourt is Penny and Isaiah. Are you mad? Oh my
God, I'm telling you, you know. And our GM is Bobby Marks and Scott Perry.
Yep.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, Coach Ham. We got
Shaq. We got Noah.
We had player development guys, Drew Hanlon and Phil Beckner. I mean, we've had some really, really good people. We have
Bob Delaney reference, so he'd give us all the calls.
If Bob Delaney was reffing, I wouldn't be here. We'd be winning some games in the playoffs. And let me tell you, and we had Darvin Ham, who's going to be a head coach this year.
Yep. The roster's been stacked. The roster's been stacked this year, and still a lot more to come. So,
yeah. So great year.
I'm excited. I appreciate you, Coach. I appreciate you. Great freshman year on the podcast.
That's the last time I've been called a freshman, but
how about that? You gotta cut down the nets.
Yeah.
Just hopefully you're not one and done,
brother. As I tell Mr. Armstrong all the time, I've coached 9 NBA Finals games and won 8 of them, so there's no freaking chance of that happening with me. I'll tell you. You I'm a little leery about, but I'll be fine.
My brother.
I'm going to the finals. That's all I know.
I appreciate you, Coach. We'll be back very soon. And until then, subscribe to the podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you get NBA 2K26. Join the Discord. We'll be talking all types of playoff talk in there. And until next time. Get buckets.